The summit is a week-long event. If you want to cut it down, you can probably condense it into like 3 days of core material happening there. But like, there's events and stuff happening the entire time. It is a hoorah-rah get-together just for high-levelers. They started it during COVID. That was most of high-level's growth during COVID. It was virtual, and it just made it sort of like a, let's get together, let's talk about what we did do this year and what we're looking forward to next year. That was really it. And it started virtual, and then in 2022, they did their first in-person in Dallas. We were there. And in 2023, they're back at it, and I think this is going to be a regular thing. Welcome to High Level Hot Takes. My name is Matt Cicino. And if you are a high leveler looking for ways to take advantage of this amazing tool and hear about cool case studies of how it's being used, you are in the right place. If you're looking for more tips and tricks and all things high level, check out howtohighlevel.com after the show.
We still don't have a theme song for High Level Hot Takes.
This is a challenge to you. If you love to make theme songs, is there like an AI thing we could use?
There is. I got it.
There's a cool, yeah.
Suno. We'll get Suno to make us a few, but I think we should still challenge the community.
If you're good at doing this. I've loved some other folks, I think, using Suno. Came up with some songs about HL Pro Tools, and they were pretty awesome. So theme song aside, let's talk today because... If you're new in the high level worlds, or if you've been seasoned for a while, there's a new thing that happens once a year. And I want to give you a little bit of a heads up before it's too late. No point, too little, too late. Sometimes we do like postmortems on these cool things that happen. And you're like, that's cool. That's awesome. This is one that's actually time sensitive, and it is the summit. So High Level does a once a year event called their High Level Summit. It happens in Dallas, Texas. This is the last year that's going to be at this location.
Interesting.
So a couple of perks. Yeah, they've announced they are not announcing the new location until they're at this location. But they've seen supply and demand. They've definitely outgrown this space. It holds maybe up to 800 folks in the space. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty epic. But it's not 5,000 folks. Right. And with a community that's pushing, you know, I'm guessing in a year it'll be 100,000 people. Could 100,000 people put more than 800 people at an event? Absolutely, they could. And so this is my hot take. Actually, we'll do hot take around the whole thing. The summit, what's going on? I want to talk speakers. Those have been announced. Talk you through the formats if you're new to the summit. And then as well as my hot take about the future and what I think the future holds, and help you decide, should I go to the summit this year? Should I not go to the summit this year? And if you're just curious about my hot takes about High Level Summit, that's what we're getting into today. Tyler, have you been to all of their summits?
I don't think I went to the first one.
You go to the first one.
Yeah, and like, as of right now, I'm not lined up to go to this one. I'm already feeling the FOMO. Okay, so.
he's pre-FOMO. I get it, though. Like, I'll tell you guys, here's my plan for the summit this year. Erica is due Black Friday. Technically, I love it. Thanksgiving. We got a Thanksgiving baby. My Black Friday baby. And
going to name the child 50% off.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. I'm hoping we can redeem a coupon at the hospital. I'm pretty sure they do. I'm like, don't you know it's Black Friday? This should be tell insurance 50% off. No. But here's the story behind the story. She's been early with every single one of our kids. If you guys know my story, you know, we spent time in the NICU. Like, there was all sorts of trauma wrapped up in that. But I'm a betting man. It's not going to happen in November. Fingers crossed, though. Well, sorry. I'm hoping it happens in November. It's probably not going to be Thanksgiving week, but that's the hope, is she makes it to November. I did not realize, technically, the High Level Summit would be right, but in relative pregnancy terms, it's right between Kingston and Crew. So Kingston was obviously more early and spent time in the NICU. Crew was on the earlier side, but didn't have to spend time in the NICU. So I'm hoping for more. I mean, always, regardless, you want to have a full-term baby that doesn't have to spend time in the intensive care unit.
Yes.
But that's the other dynamic here. So let's get into the summit, what it is, and then my plans for it. The summit is a week-long event in its entirety. If you want to go all out, it's week-long. If you want to cut it down, you could probably condense it into like 3 days of core material happening there. But like, there's events and stuff happening the entire time. It is a hoorah-rah get-together just for high-levelers. They started it during COVID. That was most of High Level's growth during COVID. It was virtual. And it just made it sort of like a, let's get together. Let's talk about what we did do this year and what we're looking forward to next year. That was really it. And it started virtual. And then in 2022, they did their first in-person in Dallas. We were there. And in 2023, they're back at it. And I think this is going to be a regular thing.
I guess that means I have been to all of them. I always thought there was one before that. So just the virtual ones. So yeah, I was at both of them.
Yeah, I think you've been all the live ones. So it's a big event. And they continue to push the, I don't say the boundaries, but like they challenge themselves to be the best version of an event that there possibly could be. Some things intentionally different than other events you've been to. So they serve marketers fundamentally. It's a marketing software. Marketers love events. We have lots of great examples of events, marketing events. Typically, events for marketers, one characteristic of them is they're selling you something. It's a funnel. It's like you're at the live event and the intention is you keep buying something else, even if it's more tickets to the event or a higher tier or plan or status or something like that. That's usually what they're characterized for. And that's how they liquidate it and like make it make sense. High level is different. They will sell you nothing. Like they have the software. That's what they sell you. Most of the time, you're already a subscriber to the software. So that's not going to change if you're here at the event. And they intentionally kind of zag to the zig or whatever. They're not going to sell you anything. There is no higher price package. There's no high ticket takeaway. There's nothing like that going on. Pros and cons of that. And I'll talk through it. Here's one of the pro. You're like, you know what you're getting into. This is not a pitch fest in the slightest. They like really try to outdo themselves in just the experience. There's tons of alcohol, if that's your thing. There's like, they have tickets that include all the food, all like even just regular tickets get you all the drink. There's events like nonstop every night. Like I've been to other events that will be like, it's a fun, good thing. It's a full day and it might run like 8 to 6. And then there's like dinner, which you do yourself and like have it. And maybe one of the nights they'll have something going on till like 8 or 9 PM. High level's like, we had plans till 10:30 every single night. Like we do breakfast, lunch, dinner, like post dinner, like poker night or rave night, or we rented out a park and converted into a concert and had a live band there. Like they just go all out in terms of the experience. So it is a very, high level, pun intended, event, high caliber event. They do that very well. That's sort of what it is. Pace is there is kind of like a pre-event that happens, which is still, it's like the event, but before speakers and stuff like that. So it's just networking. So pre-networking that happens. If you're an exhibitor, there's like pre-events. We have in the past done our live event right before. I will not do that again because High Level does so much stuff that it was exhausting. I do not recommend hosting one of those things. I don't think anybody else is doing it because theirs is so much.
Yeah, they've really stretched theirs out where like they've expanded each year. Yeah, and last year was very exhausting to go right from running an event into, you know, just trying to participate.
Oh yeah, it was fun. Everyone who got to just participate, I think they loved it. They were like, great, like you're doing it again. I'm like, I cannot. I had some folks reflect. I think folks made character judgments of me during the high level event, not realizing that I'm coming off of another event. And so like, I'm pretty extroverted. I'm going to go all out. But like, I was just feeling, you just feel tired.
Yeah.
Literally just imagine.
It's hard to be on that consistently. Like we're all going to have moments where we just need to like retreat into ourselves, right? And it's hard if you're at a networking event to have to need that space.
Well, and I wasn't, like for me personally, it's not a feeling of like I need to retreat into myself, but it is like if you're out till, I mean, we were talking like 1-2 AM every single night, there you're drinking, you're sleeping very little, like you're like you just, even if you're like, I would still love to like, I'm not feeling I need like alone time. Yeah. I'm feeling like I need nap time.
Right. And so right.
That makes sense. High level does it well. So there's networking beforehand. Even like their pre-event, they have bowling and just on site. There's a lot of stuff going on.
I mean, some of the vendors are like giving away cars. It's wild.
There was one crazy sponsor named HL Pro Tools that does this thing. They give away a car. I think they're doing it again this year. So so it's a big long event. Monday's pre-stuff, Sunday's pre-stuff. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is the content of the event. They do have an award ceremony on Thursday, which is fun. So for folks that have done over a threshold, the number of SaaS subscribers, you get a trophy, you get an award. What I didn't realize last year is you can just reapply for the same award that you already got. I don't quite understand that. So I was not expecting that, where folks are like, I got it last year and then I reapplied and got it this year. And you're like, I come from a different experience.
It's a rolling, number.
It's like, once you get the award, you got it. You know, you don't get to like come back and it's like, I got it again this year. It's like, did anything change? Like, I got like a few more, but like, you know, so.
Interesting.
I don't know if they're still doing that. I don't know if that was like an oversight last year, because I was like, I don't know why people.
I'm sure the spirit was like, is this.
The spirit is, it looks good. You always want to have.
You do need more, people. You need the social group.
You want it to look like every year there's more and more award winners. And that's definitely one way to keep it going. Cause you're basically like, everyone from last year, reapply, get award again. Not knocking it. It's awesome. It's great. It's inspiring. It gives people something to shoot for. I've seen lots of folks like use that as a motivational factor for them to take these things seriously, just because they want the prize. And I'm like, good on you. Whatever it takes. I've definitely been influenced in that way as well for non-monetary prizes, just trophies.
One thing High Level has done a good job of is they don't regurgitate speakers. They often aren't having the same people. So what's your take on speakers this year?
Yeah, let's talk the lineup. So the dynamic there is you got breakout sessions. Those are single speakers, but on sort of different tracks. They have panels. Those happen the same time as the breakout sessions. And then they have headliners. And so I'm going to spend most of our time talking to headliners. There's one repeat, and it's Billie Jean, who's always great. And that's his deal with High Level, is he came on initially as a customer. He ran his own white label SaaS. We ran their support. We did all the behind the scenes, saw that whole process there. And High Level asked him, part of his dynamic, it was in the early days before they had an MAP. And so he ran it as basically $49 a month was his price point. And so as they started to introduce the MAP, they approached him and said like, hey, instead of like ruining what you got going over here, why don't you just pull all these folks over to High Level, just become like an official spokesperson. That was the deal that he struck. And I think he's been happy with the relationship and the partnership there. Billy also is credited. I don't know if he takes credit for this, but I just know the reality. The backstory is he was really the incubator. He happened to host the community that became the incubator for High Level. So people were in Billy's mastermind. You look at like these early folks like Rob Bailey. What was the unifying factor for everybody? They were in Billie Jean's mastermind. Wow. And so all of the initial, I don't say all, the majority of the initial kickoff crew to High Level, the unifying factor was Billie Jean. I was actually an outlier because I was not in Billie Jean's world, but you know who connected me into High Level then? It was Stephanie Blake, who her connection was Billie Jean's world. So
fascinating.
Billie Jean's been there since the start, not officially, but like, you know, definitely knowing it and seeing it grow almost out of his students.
Power of a network.
Power of a network. So you got Billy, you got Cody Askins. I'm gonna just list off all the names.
Sure.
Well, we can go person by person. So Cody, I honestly have seen a little bit of Cody. I've never heard him speak before. I'm really curious to see what his talk is. So his background is insurance. He's a user of High Level. Oh, I think he does Kaboom Leads. So lead gen, been in like specifically the niche of insurance and has a reputation in speaker and provider. In that space, Dan Fleischman runs a couple of masterminds and things like that. And I also don't know if I've ever heard him speak. Ironically, I got somehow introduced to one concept he does. He must be based in California, but they do a concept of a mastermind where the mastermind is you get together. It's all kind of like typical, you know, business owner masterminds. But what you do is like MMA training, like gun first response training. It's just like a, what's that movie Taken? It's like Taken training for 2 days combined, like just with other high achieving entrepreneurs. Super interesting concept. And he's based in California. So I was intrigued because I'm not allowed to I'm not traveling leading up to the new baby coming.
Yep.
And so this was like, well, if it's a California event, I'm not traveling. I can drive here. And I literally was on the edge of like, maybe I'll do this. I'll just go. I didn't know Dan from, I like vaguely knew his name. I think he's involved with a lot of projects. He's been like kind of like an entrepreneur in in some circles, but that's one thing they do is this.
Yeah, he's got line. Dan has some really interesting things. He's building a brick and mortar brand called Cards and Coffee, where it's sport cards and coffee.
And a coffee shop.
Yeah, he also was the youngest founder of a publicly traded company in history.
Oh, that's right.
He's done he's done apparel licensing deals. This guy seems like he went on, did an energy drink product. This guy seems like he's done a lot of cool stuff in gambling and poker. I don't know. I've heard his name, but it's not someone I'm super familiar with. So I'm excited to hear from him.
Yeah. And that was the impression I got, is he's a serial entrepreneur. He's done a lot of stuff at high level, you know, youngest publicly traded company. What is it? Youngest founder of a publicly traded company. And
that's
so
what it says, yeah.
So cool. That's that is Dan. So Jasmine Starr, another person I'd never heard of before. These are
I've known of Jasmine since like 2010, maybe, or even earlier. She was a friend of David J and who was a friend of my friend Dale, all Santa Barbara people. They all went to Westmont up there, not far from you. And so they got in, they started as photographers in wedding photography and then really got into the business of photography. So I've actually watched her since she was just starting, and she's become a very dynamic entrepreneur in terms of like what she creates, what she teaches, teaching courses, info products, that kind of stuff.
And that's kind of like, either heard or kind of known is I think there was one little crossover. I think she's a Bruin. I think she did UCLA law school. So she law school, photographer, entrepreneur, and so and now speaker. And this is what I'll say about high levels speakers. There's a mix of folks that are serving entrepreneurs, but definitely like are sort of in, I don't want to say like in a speaker circuit, but like are like, they will speak at other events, even if they've been niche specific events, like they're coming in and speaking in that way. This is probably the last year. All of these people are phenomenal human beings, but what High Level's not doing right now that I think you'll shift into next year is pulling New York Times bestsellers, if you will.
Or like headliners outside of the industry. Is that what you mean?
Even if it's entrepreneurial industry, like they're not pulling a Gary Vee. They're not pulling a, now I think this is the last year.
Your big, so that. Like kind of your non-marketing event headliners or your marketing, the type of people other people will bring in as the keynote speakers.
Yeah. If you went to like a Grant Cardone 10X Growth Con, like
those speakers,
their speakers are going to be a little bit more household and definitely entrepreneurial household. Yeah. I actually think our reflection here is probably very similar of most of the high level community. Or if they said like of these headliners, how many do you know? And I'm going to guess the majority are familiar with up to 50%. I'm going to guess the majority don't know 50% of these speakers. Hmm. And it's just because they either have a specific niche or their influence isn't like, you know, well,
yeah, interesting.
They're on that. They're like, I'm going to guess the folks, well, like everyone's going to know Billy because he's been in and around here, spoken before.
Sure.
I'm going to guess more folks. Second most, if I was like, if everyone said like, I've heard of this person or like, I've either heard of this person or consumed their content before, who would you say is the next one on your list? If you had to pick second to Billy in terms of the list of headliners that if I asked everybody and they could answer yes for all of them, but like this one probably.
The second one I would say on this list would be Ryan Dice.
Yes, exactly. I'd say the exact same thing. So Ryan Dice, was co-founder, digital marketer. Like, yeah,
he's been very visible for a long time in the marketing in multiple world. Niches.
Exactly. Yeah. And generically, like he's just generic, like marketing, where some of these folks, as you just mentioned, like Jasmine, like I think maybe more recently speaking to entrepreneurship, mindset, empowerment, like more like business stuff, but like track record was photographer. It was like Ryan, I'm like entrepreneur, but also entrepreneur specifically like in marketing space. And even now continues to run Scalable and all these things that are serving collectively. And I can see Jen. Oh, so next we got Jen Gottlieb, I've heard her speak. I think I might put Jen, like, that's on the border of like more folks. Like, I've heard of her, I've seen her, I've consumed it. Like, that's maybe one of the 50% that I put in there, but also could be on the edge. I wouldn't be surprised if 50% of folks have not heard of her. I've known his name, but I actually don't know if I've ever pronounced or said his name. But I first discovered him in Clubhouse, the next speaker. Do you know how to pronounce his name?
I think it's Keila Kane.
Keila Kane? That feels right.
Yeah, it feels good.
We could be mispronouncing his name.
Go ahead, Keila, or Mr. KK, if you can just leave a comment and let us know how to pronounce your name. Give us the phonetic pronunciation.
I think his focus is e-com. I think he's been in the e-com space. And still has good reach, good influence, knows marketing well. I'm curious to hear exactly what he talks about. But I first discovered him around Clubhouse days. And so heard him speak, and he runs Inspirion Group. Not familiar with the company as much.
Yeah, I know they do direct response, but which is a really cool thing for marketers to learn from.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Ryan Stuman.
So Ryan's had a SaaS for a long time, and then little kind of like mini sites, and then has done different types of coaching and masterminds. And
does he run Apex as well?
I don't know what he's currently doing.
Okay, well, so there's a couple. I associate him with a couple things. So phonesites.com was his software.
Yeah,
this was like simple landing pages, like ultra simple, just made for mobile landing pages. And I think Apex, I'm actually not certain on this, but there's a mastermind. I know he's runs a couple things there, but I think that's, I'm seeing his, clothesline here is hardcore closer, greatness extractor.
So he does in hardcore closer, he has a sales training program.
So does sales training. I really think, got a few things going, but definitely can speak from the software side of it. That'll be interesting. Like there's of the speaker lineup for folks who are like, want to learn specifically closer to the track of like things that like high level is doing, or be like, are you familiar with agencies? Are you familiar with software? I actually think, Billy's done it specifically for high level, so he knows how to market and do this sort of stuff. Ryan's maybe the only person on here who actually owns a software company. Everybody else has probably had experience in general entrepreneurship. And the last one is Ryan Dice. Founder and CEO of the Scalable Company, known for such things as Digital Marketer and War Room, longstanding kind of pillars of the marketing community in particular. And I actually love every time Ryan speaks. He's one of the teachers that I appreciate his style. I've actually modeled my own style off of Ryan. Like, so he has a cadence that he uses, and I literally deconstructed exactly how he does his presentations. And I use the exact same thing when I'm like, it's like your hook, problem. So anywho, love his style.
That's good to know.
I'm stoked on hearing him. I'm sure he will just be able to like give a ton of, value.
He's a great educator and a great teacher.
Yeah.
With lots of personal experience, which is always great.
And that's actually probably like the X factor to it is when you have folks who can pull stories and anecdotes and case studies from the real world. It's super, super fun. So there's the headliners. We're not going to get into all the breakout sessions, but then your breakout folks, these are folks running on tracks. You're not going to be able to hear everybody. All the headliners, you could hear all of them. Breakout sessions, you got to choose. And they actually don't have it laid out exactly of like who you're choosing between, but you can hear some of these and not all of them. I got to give a shout out to one of our Platinum folks, Will Hurst. And so he's been with HL Pro Tools since the beginning, and he's speaking, which is awesome. I think he's one of the few folks I've seen grow slow, but grow big. So that's a weird title to give him. This is no offense. This is an accomplishment.
That's a big accomplishment.
One of the biggest slow growing high level accounts. Because there are some folks, and here's what the testimony of that is. I mean, I'm championing Will. I guess it's my shameless plug to go hear Will if it matches up for you, because he's done it. If you're in high level, you're trying to grow on this list. Let me see if there's anybody else. I don't know everyone on the list. I don't want to take anything away. Chris is another person in our community, and she also phenomenal. They're actually similarly, she's in like the martial arts space with GrowPro, and Will is in the more like CrossFit gym space with Big Little Gyms. I've seen behind, like, this is the interesting thing, because I get to see behind the scenes of so many people's accounts. And so Eddie's done a lot of stuff, but he's in like pure SaaS. Or not SaaS, pure agency. So you're going to learn agency stuff. I'm guessing like more Chris or Eddie are kind of doing that track. I don't know if they have Will talking to SaaS, but he could speak to it. But anywho, here's somebody who came with no authority. I've known him from no authority, no audience, and literally grow authority audience on a low ticket recurring software play. And it's been over the course of, we're talking 6 years now, but like nothing to take away. He's got one of the lowest churns I've seen of anybody. He has grown an incredible lifestyle empowering business. He keeps a very lean team. If you start to watch him, follow him, he loves like supercars and fast cars and real estate. And he's vacationing probably 3 months out of the year. Sure. And here's a dude who is, I just seen him just heads down doing the work. And so stoked to hear him speak. And so, and then you've got, the panelists. So they've got tracks. These are the tracks. You got agency, you've got SaaS, and then they do an affiliates panel as well, which is super interesting that they do that. But the, on the agency side, lots of folks in the agency side. Actually, it's at this point, almost everybody that comes through High Level, I've seen behind the scenes of what you do. Right. But so I don't want to share any secrets. So, but it's very cool. So they pull these, the panelists are people inside of High Level. So these are High Level users. They're doing it. They're living it. And to Tyler's point, that High Level is really great about not repeating speakers. Billie Jean is the one exception to that. I would say actually like Frank Kern would be the second exception to that. He's not speaking this year, but other than them, fresh all the time, which is always nice to get different voices, different perspectives in the community. The last person I'll shout out here as one of our panelists is Nuno. Nuno's been on our team and having his own thing for years now. So he's been a HL Pro Tools coach. And I've gotten to see him go through launching and quitting his full-time gig and going all into this. And if you guys haven't seen his YouTube channel, if you've seen, you know, look up his YouTube channel, because I've seen him be committed, steadfast into it. And so here's a guy who started, it's weird to say like after me, but like he did, like I helped him launch into it. I think I got him signed up into High Level. Like he signed up and I introduced him to the concept there. And he is just, I even introduced him to Andy. Like, so that he has a partnership right now. I literally made that introduction because I was like, I think you guys would work well together. It was at another marketing event. Yeah. So I go way, way back. And Nuno's I consider him a friend, and we text and all sort of stuff, but he's been really disciplined on the YouTube side of it and delivers so much value on YouTube. So I think they just broke like 10,000 subscribers, which is phenomenal. And so
really cool.
Super, super cool. And Nuno speaking there. And so there's a little bit of hot take. I'm going to leave you guys with this one thought. I know this is a longer show, but if you stay to this point, here's some fun thought and little hot take of the future. This event is not inexpensive. It is on the more expensive side, but they include a ton. Consider from two perspectives. One, from a networking, there's very few things of this size you can get such high caliber people to network with. Why? The price of admission. There is the lowest amount of entrepreneurs in the room. There just is, because they can't afford it. So that's one thing. If you're looking to network with high caliber folks, this is a good place to do it. Like I said, it's also all included. I would just like go all out, the food one, like you may as well. This is on the more expensive side of events. Pro is they're not selling you anything. That's why. You're like, why is it more expensive? Because they don't have anything. They're not liquidating this by like getting you in, getting a bunch of people to pay a lower amount of tickets, just get a number of folks, and then selling them a big thing on the backside of it. Like that's not at all what's happening. But that's this event. Also, smaller room, smaller space. I've been able to personally talk with almost every headliner that I wanted to. I say almost, but I actually think it is every single one. So any big name that comes here, if you're like, man, I've always wanted to have a personal conversation with Ryan Dice, this is probably the event where you can do it.
Yep.
Right. Or like I got to share a drink with Billie Jean, which is, I mean, Billie Jean's not the biggest person or the most inaccessible person, but like this point, like
if he's a big guy.
He is a big guy. He's a big dude. But if you, for me, I'm also like, there was a strategic reason I wanted that conversation to happen, and it happened. And Tyler actually knows the story. We were trying to get his attention, got it, lost it in like a second on Instagram. Now here it was at a live event, was able to regain it, restart up some stuff and get some stuff moving with his team. Whereas like purely digital, it's hard to get that attention. All of these people are in this place. So high caliber attendees, also high caliber speakers. So it's very high caliber, but it's on the more expensive side. Here's what I anticipate for the next year. It's going to be a bigger event venue. I don't know where it's going to be. It also may not even be Dallas. I think it'll probably be Dallas because that's where they've got their offices located, but maybe it's not even Dallas. The next one will be bigger. Pro of that, it will be cheaper. So if you're like holding out, like, I'll never be able to do this, that's why they're doing it. They're going to expand it out. They will still probably have a VIP experience because they're I don't think they're going to change their ethos of like not trying to sell you something at the event.
Right.
But I do anticipate it'll allow them with more capacity to sell cheaper tickets, more in the zone of maybe what you would expect for a marketing style event, because now they'll be like, you know, let's try and get 5,000 people in a room as opposed to only putting 800. But on the other side of it, this will be the last year of this style. Like, you show up at a 5,000 person event. Can I have a conversation with the headliner? Probably not, because they know what they're going into as well. Is like, they're going to be more reserved. I also expect higher caliber headliners. And what do I mean by that? Maybe higher caliber is the wrong word. More expensive headliners. I expect high level to drop, speaking fees in the $200,000 to $300,000 range next year. And so I wouldn't be surprised if it's a Gary Vee who's there, or if it's a Simon Sinek, or some of these other big communicators, headliners, big names who are like a Gary Vee, like, you got millions of followers. You also are a very accomplished entrepreneur in your own right. And you're a best selling author like multiple times. So those kind of folks I would expect in future years. Which pros and cons to whatever you like, what you're looking for. But I'm excited about the High Level Summit. Love it. It's a ton of value. And I'm going to encourage you to go and check it out. It's summit.gohighlevel.com.
Yeah, summit.gohighlevel.com. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, highly recommend going.